You wanted to see me, Chancellor?
Yes, Amor. Take a seat. I'm sorry to call your squad away from the fronts.
Oh, don't be. I assumed it was for a good reason.
It is. One of our researchers has discovered something rather interesting in the Matrix.
Interesting? In a good way?
Well, at the moment, it's a little hard to tell. Do you know what this projection represents?
I'm afraid not.
It's our chronology through the course of the Time War. From beginning to end. Naturally, it's a little abstract. History is somewhat in a flux.
I see.
Notice anything unusual about it?
I'm struggling to comprehend it, let alone search for anomalies.
Of course. Let's look deeper. This section here covers our recent weapons development programs.
It looks...
Go on.
Scarred. Like it's been broken. Broken, then healed, but not fully.
Very good. That's exactly what we think.
A Dalek incursion?
Even their technology isn't sophisticated enough for this.
Then what is it?
Well, that's the question. Nobody really knows. Whatever it was has erased itself from our timelines completely.
So even we don't remember it? Surely that's impossible. With the time lock in operation...
Troubling, isn't it? We can surmise it's a weapon. A weapon we developed. But there are no files, no data, no records. No trace of this thing having been there at all. Only the faintest echo in the Matrix tells us it even existed.
Someone or something has erased it from our knowledge. Covered their tracks.
Or it may be the work of the weapon itself.
That's possible.
Without knowing what it is, who can say? It could even have removed itself from history.
Some sort of accident. A failed detonation.
Perhaps. But if it truly is as powerful as it appears, we can't afford to be uncertain. We have to know.
I understand.
You and your squad must find this thing, Amor. You must find it, and then either destroy it or bring it back. At all costs, it cannot be taken by the Daleks.
Excuse me. Service?
You'll be waiting a while. Reckon I've been here 10 minutes now.
Really?
I'm starting to treat it as a game, really. Seeing how long I can make it last. If I reach 20, I win a prize.
Which is?
I go home.
Yes, madam. What can I get you?
Oh, lavender green, please.
Coming right up.
Impressive.
What can I say? I've got the knack. Not keen on clubs, then?
Not this kind. Expensive entrance fee, overpriced drinks. Too noisy to talk to my friends. What's to like?
I know what you mean. Who are you with?
That lot. Works outing. You?
Them, over there. Birthday.
One lavender green.
Oh, and whatever this gentleman's having, too.
Huh?
Sir?
Another lavender green, be lovely.
On its way.
You didn't have to do that.
No, but I wanted to. Couldn't have you waiting. Oh, sorry, have I spoilt your game?
No. Just gotta stick around now, haven't I?
Yes. Yes, you do.
What the hell? You only get one life, don't you?
I'm Rupa.
Quarren. Nice to meet you.
Likewise.
Rupa, keep back!
We can't let her kill him.
Well, let's hope it doesn't come to that.
Alistra, shooting me is pointless. Whoever my next self is, he won't let you have these people either.
He'll just have regenerated. I doubt he'll be in a position to make much argument at all.
These people are innocent.
Are they? Are you sure?
Yes, he is.
They have no part in our war. We have to let them go. You can't do this. It's immoral.
If you haven't noticed, Doctor, we are at war. Standards of morality become somewhat different. I will miss this version of you, you know. The boyish enthusiasm had a certain naive charm.
No, wait!
Goodbye, Doctor.
Wait!
What's going on?
No idea. Alistra, what have you done?
This has nothing to do with me.
This isn't normal.
Cardinal, we have incoming.
I don't like the sound of that.
Sensors detect multiple hostiles.
They've broken through the final defenses. The inner ground shields. How? Doesn't matter. Prepare to engage the enemy.
Time Lords! You utterly exterminate!
Open fire!
Quick, into the TARDIS!
Get that tiny box!
Bigger on the inside.
Not when we look, trust me!
The walls are coming down!
And I would recommend hurrying, come on!
Oh, now this is different.
Blimey, I can see the sky. What's happening to this place?
Worry about that later. In.
Alistra, order your troops to retreat. With covering fire, we can still all get out of here.
We can't take the risk. We're leaving now.
What? But your guards...
knew what they were signing up for. What you have in there is more important.
In the TARDIS?
Go.
It's not that much bigger on the inside.
She's not been well. Alistra, I can't just leave your people to the Daleks.
Very well. I will.
No!
Doctor, I may not have had the opportunity to shoot you out there, but rest assured, I won't hesitate to do so in here if you get in my way.
You've condemned them to death.
And possibly saved the lives of countless others. Perspective, Doctor.
Should have been another way.
There wasn't. By all means, feel free to drive.
Right, what are you planning for an encore?
Tenacity base should have been protected. I want to know how the Daleks broke through.
I'm struggling. What's the matter with her? Something outside? Weird, some kind of mist.
Doctor, this thing was just a box before.
Yes, the TARDIS clearly took a lot of damage from the temporal instability. It's still in self-repair mode.
So, it's what, a spaceship?
Space and time, yes. Well, usually. At the moment, I'm not convinced we'll be able to enter the vortex, so it's more just space.
Wasn't that what you said?
I thought it was, yes.
Which could be a problem.
Oh?
Are the Daleks after us?
Amongst other things, but that's not our biggest problem. I know how they broke through our defenses.
Well, don't keep us in suspense.
A reversal wave. They hit Tenacity with a reversal wave.
What's that?
They've rewound it, regressed Tenacity back through time.
Sort of like de-evolution.
So the base started breaking up?
Because they were sending Tenacity back to a point before the base existed.
Before it was secured.
The Daleks have sent the entire moon back to its very beginning. Oh.
No, not the moon, Doctor. Not just the moon. the entire solar system.
What? Oh. That's monstrous.
Are you unfamiliar with our opponents?
They'll destroy it! There's life out there!
Now you understand the urgency for departure.
It'll break apart, dissolve! Of course, the mist. They'll destroy everything.
Which, unless we move quickly, will include us.
No wonder she's struggling. Space itself is going into reverse.
And now they've caught up.
Cheers.
Cheers. I have to say, this wasn't what I was expecting for a first date.
Why, what were you expecting?
Oh, somewhere designed to impress. French cuisine, that kind of thing. Not a diner by the spaceport.
Those fancy gaffs, they're not me. Thought I'd show you who I really am.
I can see the logic.
I like this place. I travel a lot, so I come here quite often.
Hence the owner knowing your name.
The food's simple, but it's good.
Why ask for anything more? No, I think it's a great choice. It's straightforward, honest. That's not a bad thing.
I like to think not.
So, where do you travel to?
Oh, just local flights for work. Never made it to the great beyond, never got out of the solar system.
Me neither. Always wanted to.
Well, maybe that's date two.
Cheeky. What makes you think you're getting a date, too?
I'll take it one step at a time, then.
You do that.
Now, don't panic. I'm taking evasive action.
It doesn't feel especially evasive to me.
I'm doing my best. She's not equipped for this sort of thing. She's not a battle TARDIS.
Then you'd better get us away quickly, hadn't you?
This is tenacious even for the Daleks. Why are they so keen to follow us?
Does that matter?
Maybe not. But we won't know unless we ask the question. There's something else going on here, isn't there, Alistra? A bigger picture. What am I not seeing?
I haven't got all the answers yet myself.
Well, what do you know?
Concentrate on getting us out of here.
Very well. I think they're aiming to wound, not destroy. Why?
But I'm not sure I want to find out.
Doctor.
Okay, yes, I get the point. Questions later. Let's see if I can't use their own weapon against them. Now,
you looking for something?
The right planet. One that's breaking up in precisely the right way. Yes, that one.
That one?
It's disintegrating.
Exactly, that's why I picked it.
You've got a plan. I'm guessing there's a plan.
There's always a plan. I'm going to fly into it.
Oh, I'm so glad I asked.
But it's exploding.
No, it's more sort of being deconstructed.
And that's better?
Planets form by an accumulation of dust, gas, some debris. This one is starting to go backwards. Its gravity is collapsing, so it's falling apart at an accelerated rate. If we time it right, we should be able to sail through the outer edges a split second before that happens, and the Dalek ships will get swept away in the outrush.
And if we don't time it right?
We get swept away too. Then the Daleks capture us and we get killed, or we get caught in this system and destroyed.
I'll keep my fingers crossed then.
You're always such a comfort to your companions, aren't you, Doctor?
That's all we've got.
I'm in the market for better ideas. No? Mine it is then. Hang on!
Is attempting to flee into the dissolution radius of the fifth planet. Pursue! They must not escape! I obey!
Is it supposed to be juddering like this?
Absolutely. I mean, not in the usual course of events, but when we're flying through the outer rim of a disintegrating planet, I imagine it's pretty much par for the course.
You imagine?
Well, I can't be sure. No one's ever tried it before. No one who's survived, anyway.
Why did I think travelling with you would be a good idea? We should have stayed on Tenacity. I'd have had more chance with the Daleks.
You're welcome to leave whenever you like, Cardinal. Bliss, that counter there.
They're wanting 15... No, 14. 13.
Thank you. That's how long we've got.
What, 10 seconds?
A bit less now.
Are we going to make it?
It'll be tight. Hi. Let's see.
The enemy TARDIS has passed through the dissolution zone!
Have you?
We do not have a...
Made it. You know, I wasn't sure that would work.
Now he tells us.
I'll take it as read. I never know if anything's going to work.
And the Daleks?
One second, let me check. I think we're clear for the moment.
We're safe?
That's a relative term. Those Daleks were very keen to follow us. They don't give up easily. Now, I would like to know why. Well?
Are you asking me?
You think I should be talking to the random civilians?
Is this really the time?
I think so. It may only be a temporary respite, but who knows when we'll get this chance again. The more information I have, the more likely I am to save everyone's lives. So if you want to get out of here with yours intact, I'd suggest you start talking now.
What do you want to know?
Well, why you're more interested in these people than me. Back on the Theseus, that Time Lord agent was very keen on my capture. But when you actually found me, you just put me into a training camp. Hardly seems worth the effort.
Is that all you think it is, oh, Doctor? You really have missed everything, haven't you?
I'm willing to be illuminated.
Your monstrous ego just can't conceive of this being about anybody else, can it?
What do you mean? Of course it's about me. He was after the renegade, he said. The one who betrayed his people. The one who wouldn't fight. Who else is that going to be?
You betrayed your people.
That's a matter of opinion. In my eyes, they've betrayed themselves.
Allow me to break the bad news, Doctor. But Commander Amor was not after you.
Really?
Really. Neither have the Daleks been chasing you. You've just been an unfortunate coincidence.
Story of my lives.
So, what's all this about? What do you lot want? What do the Daleks want? Get on with it.
Very well. There were intriguing anomalies in the attack on the Theseus. They led me to investigate further. I found a CIA scheme even I was not privy to. It appears that one of the greatest temporal weapons the Time Lords have ever developed was on board that ship when it was attacked.
What? I didn't see anything.
And it's here with us now.
You don't have to do this.
It's traditional.
You'll do your back in.
Just need to get you over the threshold. Lights?
Lights activated.
Here we go. Nearly.
Oh, just put me down. Ow.
Ouch.
I said that wasn't a good idea.
Oh, I'm only doing this once. I want to do it right.
You reckon you're only doing it once? I'm hoping for at least half a dozen.
I might need a bath. Soak the muscles.
Very romantic. Exactly how I imagined my wedding night.
You want romantic? I'll give you romantic.
Mm.
Here you go.
What's that? A pendant?
Specially made. Got one of my own. See? Well, go on then. Open it.
Oh, Quarren.
Pretty nice, isn't it?
But that's us. 2 hours ago. How'd you get a hologram done this quickly?
I have ways and means. I know a guy who knows a guy.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Mine's the same. See?
Wow.
It's mine. And now, I'm never going to take it off.
We must intercept. Operate the quantum causality generator. I obey.
A great weapon? Wait, it's not that regression gun thing I left behind.
You think it's anything as simple as a gun? Is your imagination really that small?
All right, patronizing much.
Terribly easy to act superior when you already know the answer, isn't it, Alistra?
A sense of superiority comes naturally when I'm standing next to you, Doctor. But as it happens, I don't know the answer. Not yet. Not entirely. The CIA are very secretive. However, now I have an idea of what I'm looking for, a simple scan should suffice.
Scan? Scanning what? For what? Uh-oh, that's not ideal. That is even worse.
Those noises, what are they?
Well, the alert on the console is a proximity alarm.
Something's closing in.
Yes.
And the other one, the tolling?
That's the cloister bell. Don't worry about that for now. It's not really terribly significant.
Are you sure about that? Because to me, that sounds like lying.
Sometimes, Bliss, it's best you don't know. Like they say, ignorance is quite nice sometimes.
Tell us!
It's a portent of this TARDIS's imminent destruction.
You could have couched that more gently.
I have other priorities presently.
We're going to be destroyed.
Not necessarily. I've heard that lots of times. I'm still here, aren't I?
Oh, doesn't say much for your driving.
But destroyed how?
Well, there's good news and there's bad news. The good news is we're reaching the edge of the solar system.
So we escaped the disintegration.
I wouldn't go that far. There's a Dalek ship out there. That's the bad news. But back to good, there's only one.
So we can avoid it.
Back to bad, these readings suggest they've used a quantum causality generator to split that single ship into infinite parts. Multiple versions of the same spacecraft spread out in front of us, forming an impenetrable wall back and forth through time, encircling the disintegrating star system.
Then they're not as smart as they think they are.
Eh?
Well, we can't travel in time, you said. It's a bit over the top.
Which may be useful. It's quite energy intensive. It won't sustain long. I can avoid it for a short while, just need to take a sharp left and loop around the outer edges, but they just need to trap us in the solar system until it's destroyed. Or until the Daleks we lost catch up with us. Either way, we lose.
Daleks ahead, Daleks behind. No way out.
There's always a way out.
And there is. Haven't you listened to a word I've said?
I try not to. They're so rarely of any value.
You have a weapon on board. An immensely powerful weapon. One of the deadliest our people have ever produced. You think Dalek ships could stand up to it?
I have no idea. I don't even know what it is.
Or where it is.
But now I do. Right there. That's our weapon.
Why are you pointing at me? It's all right.
It's not all right.
We're both still here, aren't we?
We are, yes. Picked out a name and everything.
Don't. The doctors say it was too early to...
I know what they said, Corran. I know. It doesn't affect how I feel.
I know. I know.
This was our last shot. You know that?
Maybe not.
It was. I'm not stupid. It was difficult enough this time. It'll be impossible in the future. I'm too old. It was our last shot.
I suppose so. Well, then, that's the hand we've been dealt, isn't it? No point dwelling on the past.
It could have been so different.
I know. But I'm still here. And I'm not going anywhere.
TARDIS is evading the quantum wall!
There is no escape! Their ship cannot continue this course indefinitely! If it tries, it will be destroyed in the disintegration of the solar system! Pursue!
Alistra, what are you talking about?
Please don't let me distract you. Whilst I understand this is a surprise, it doesn't help anyone if we crash into that wall of ships.
Yes, good point.
My husband's not a weapon.
I'm sorry, but he is. That man there has the power to rewrite history. with a thought.
I'm sorry, but I don't think I do. I'm sure I'd have noticed by now.
You just have to want to.
We thought we'd lost Rupert back on that jungle planet. We thought we'd lost the Doctor. You think he wouldn't have wanted to then?
It's more complex than that.
Hold on, I've got a worrying feeling. Back on the Theseus, when the battle TARDIS crashed, I thought that Time Lord reacted when Quarren said my name. You, he said. It's you.
Yes, I remember. I was there.
Exactly, you were, but that's the point. What if it wasn't me he was talking about?
It has to be.
He was reacting to seeing you, not finding out who I was.
I imagine it went something like that, yes.
This doesn't make sense.
On the contrary, it's all coming together. Whoa! Sorry about that. Space getting rather treacherous out there.
I don't know what you're talking about. Rupa, please, you've got to believe me.
I do, of course I do.
You're a Time Lord, Quarren. And I believe I can prove it. There should be enough energy in this crate to display a limited matrix projection. Now I have a positive on your appearance. I should be able to access the file the CIA encrypted.
Thanks for waiting for permission.
Rupert, this is wrong. I don't know what they're talking about.
What?
Then who's that?
No.
That's you.
Yes, it does appear to be in full Time Lord regalia.
It does seem rather unequivocal, wouldn't you say? Concentrate on your flying, Doctor.
I am concentrating.
This is a lie. This is a trick.
That's you a couple of years ago.
It's impossible.
But how long have you two been together?
About 20 years.
Time does strange things to us all.
This particular image apparently took quite some recovery. You'd made an excellent job of destroying it.
I did nothing of the sort.
It's only because it's from the extreme end of your involvement that the CIA were able to reconstruct it all. The central material is, I'd say, gone forever. When it was restored, they hid it from the rest of us. Selfish, I'd say. Quite the glory hunters.
Stop this!
When you admit who you are.
Alistra, this isn't helping.
We don't have much time, Doctor. Must I really linger on the niceties?
I can't admit what isn't true.
I think it might be. Whilst I don't trust Alistra as far as I can throw her, she isn't prone to flights of fancy.
That picture's faked!
Why would I do that? What would I gain?
All right, let's assume it is real. What's the story?
I'm going from the little the CIA have clarified, obviously. It seems the man you know as Quarren had one of the highest psych evaluation scores in Academy history.
Better than mine?
Everyone's was better than yours. Our projections suggested that he, augmented in just the right way, could alter reality itself with only his mind. Rewrite the very nature of history itself. The best they were able to ascertain is that he underwent the procedure, then decided he didn't want to get involved in the war.
No, this
Please,
is...
Please, let's hear her out.
They believe he saw too much potential for his power to be abused. Yes, it could eradicate the Daleks. But would that be the end of it? Who would he be asked to destroy next?
The traitor, the one who would not fight. Well, I can hardly blame him.
It can't be true. The Daleks must have known who he was back when they attacked us.
Quarren wiped all evidence of his previous existence. Completely. The Daleks only know about the existence of a weapon because they intercepted our communications. They have no information as to its precise composition.
But I've known him for decades, since he was far younger than in those holograms.
If your husband can alter reality with a thought, Rupert, do you really believe changing your own history would be beyond him?
Our life together, it's real. I know it is. This can't be true.
I'm not lying to you.
He may not even have known. Our people have developed a device. A defense mechanism designed to hide spies should they need to be hidden. The Time Lord part of the user is pulled out and they become human, or another species of their choosing.
Yes, I'm aware of them. Their true memories are repressed, stored in a locket or something along those lines.
Like a pendant?
Rupert, please.
Like a pendant, precisely.
Like this?
Almost exactly like that.
Quarren, you're one. Show them. Do it.
All right. Here.
Yes, that's precisely what we're looking for. I'm very sorry, Quarren. If I wasn't sure before, I certainly am now.
We've had these for years.
No, you just think you have.
See? It's our wedding day.
And very pretty it is too, but it's not real.
Quarren, show him.
Okay. No, don't.
Doctor!
Don't. What?
What's the matter?
If Quarren opens the pendant, his Time Lord personality is restored. The man we know vanishes. Now, I'm guessing he doesn't want that to happen.
No, I don't, but...
Then trust me. Keep it shut.
Don't be absurd. This is a matter of expediency. You have to change back, otherwise we die.
No! This is the only life I know. I like it. I love my wife.
And yet you'd let her die?
You might not have to.
You've another way out?
Not yet, but I'm working on it. If everyone would stop distracting me, I might be able to come up with something.
Doctor, I've had an idea.
Really? Okay, I think things are about to take a turn for the worse.
Invasion attempts are useless. Your destruction is inevitable. You have only one possible means of escape.
Oh, and what's that?
You have on board the weapon developed by the Time Lords. You will surrender it to us.
Oh, will we? Why would we want to do that? Daleks are never that good with weapons. In my experience, you're all too keen to use them.
You will surrender the weapon because if you do, we shall let you go free. You will live.
Oh, well, if you put it like that. Wait. I am losing your signals. Nonsense, balderdash.
You've cut it off, just like that.
It's lying, Quarren.
Can you be sure?
They always do. Bliss, you said you had an idea.
Yes.
No, we need to discuss this.
We're not giving you up.
That is not an option.
But if it saves you, Rupert, if handing myself over means I don't have to stop being
if
me...
If you're thinking about surrendering, Quarren, don't. They will just kill you.
I don't think so. The way you tell it, they could kill me by leaving me in here. They must want me for something else.
Well, then that's what they want, you intact. They want to capture you and use you, not let you be destroyed in a disintegrating solar system.
So what's the problem?
Once they've got you, they'll almost certainly kill the rest of us, right there and then.
You don't know that.
We do.
Even if they let us go, your life won't exactly be comfortable. I'm not sacrificing your happiness for mine. Believe me, it's not happening. Bliss, speak to me.
Right.
You can make that judgment. On behalf of all of us.
Someone has to.
This is wrong.
But there might be an alternative, Quarren, one that keeps us together.
I hope there is. Bliss, carry on.
Look, I don't fully understand the way Dalek tech works, but in quantum terms, if that single Dalek ship encircling this system is technically everywhere simultaneously, then it's also nowhere simultaneously, isn't it?
Possibly. Go on.
So there's nothing there. Should be a doddle getting through nothing, yep. I mean, we can easily fly through nothing.
She's insane.
I'm not sure she is. If I could devolve my TARDIS into a reverse quantum state...
That's impossible.
In a fully functioning TARDIS, maybe, but in case you haven't noticed, mine isn't fully functioning.
You might destroy it. Destroy all of us.
If I'm careful, she'll be damaged badly. We might be able to make one landing, but wherever it is, that's where we stay.
And make a stand.
Until someone comes to rescue us, yes? Move quickly. That's more than enough from you.
You've rejected surrendering me for this, for a plan that might actually kill the lot of us.
Not if I'm...
Careful, yes, you've said. Well, you better be careful. Because we could all be safe right now if you'd done what that thing said. If anyone dies, it's on your head. You understand? We lose even one person, one life, and it's down to you.
I understand. Brace yourselves, everyone. Here we go.
Commander, sensors indicate the rogue TARDIS is disappearing from this solar system.
That is not possible. There is nowhere they can go.
The readings are confirmed. A faint Artron trace is leaving the system and returning in time.
Activate time engines. Pursue.
But the quantum wall must deactivate if it is not to be destroyed by the dissolution.
Then it shall be destroyed. It is one ship, and they have failed. Pursue!
I obey!
The Dalek Command Saucer has departed the system! We have been abandoned! Deactivate the quantum causality generator immediately!
What about a cruise?
A cruise?
We both said we wanted to see the galaxy.
We'd never be able to afford it.
Ah, you say that, but I saw this advert. This new company cut price rates.
They'd have to be very heavily cut.
You'd be surprised. What do you say?
Well...
Actually, don't say anything. Just look.
You've bought tickets already?
I said they were cheap. We leave... What on... What's just...
What are you doing? Don't stop! We've got to get to the spaceport!
But this isn't... This is... different!
To what? This is what it's been like for ages. Quickly, they're nearly here!
Who are? Of course! I don't know what I was thinking. Wait for me!
Reality.
Oh, does that cloister bell thing ever stop?
Sometimes, maybe every second Wednesday, if I'm lucky. Oh, and listen, there's a few more alarms for your collection.
How you passed your flight exam, Doctor, I will never understand.
Who said I passed? It's amazing what qualifications you can get with central computer access and a little imagination.
Are we going to crash?
Time ships don't crash. I don't know what you're thinking.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Wonderful.
This was your idea, remember? Steady on, everyone. Brace yourselves. Too bad. B plus by my standards.
Okay.
I've been better, but I'm alive.
Yeah, me too.
Good.
Where are we?
Jedris, apparently, in the Orthana system.
That's uninhabited.
Yes, I didn't have time for a proper flight plan, so I programmed the TARDIS to aim for a world free of sentient life. Less collateral damage that way.
But less weaponry, too. Less chance of defense.
Swings and roundabouts. You pay your money, you take your choice. All right, everybody, we need to go. This way.
But this ship could be our only cover.
Yes, but it's the thing the Daleks will hone in on. They can follow our trail, so we should get clear, hide out.
And do what?
Well, not much, really. Call for help. Wait.
That's it? You brought us to this planet, and you don't even have a plan.
Don't worry. I almost never do. It's done me perfectly well so far. What a lovely day. Bit blustery, I suppose, but that only adds to the charm. Come along.
Why do you always have to be so flippant all the time? Everyone could be safe now.
But we're alive, aren't we? We're still together.
Yeah. He's got us through a lot. He's going to get us through this.
Thank you, Bliss.
But don't thank me. Just prove I'm right.
On it already. A quick scan of the local topography suggested we can find a network of underground caves that away.
You think caves will stop the Daleks?
I think they're better than nothing. We don't have to evade them for long. My people are excellent at rescues when they need to be.
How do we call for help?
I'm already doing it.
What's that? A box?
A very sophisticated box. That cube is a Time Lord emergency communication device.
How does it get to them?
It's already there.
Lord Chancellor, we've had a communication.
Eymor?
Alistra.
What does she want?
Rescue. She's located the weapon, so have the Daleks.
Scramble the Armada. Right away!
Sir.
Rogue TARDIS located. The planet Jedris, 53rd segment of time. Pursue! They cannot escape! They must not escape! I obey!
on, come on! I know time is relative, but the sooner we get there, the better.
How long do you think the Time Lords will take?
Minutes, maybe. Seconds, even.
I'm surprised they're not here already.
And then what?
They take us back to your home world.
Our home world, remember?
I imagine so, yes.
But they'll no doubt force me to open this thing. Remind me again why this is a better idea.
Haven't you worked it out yet? You won't have to open it at all.
But if they threaten Rupert...
That pendant is how they traced you. It's the only way they knew where to look. The only tangible trace of your old life left. If you truly want to be free, then all you have to do is destroy it.
What?
It'll erase every trace of the you were before. I imagine the only reason you kept it in the first place was to give yourself an escape option. Now you've decided you don't want one. Well, you've no need to keep it around.
Just destroy it. That's all we need to do.
I'd wait until you were safe. You're only valuable to the Time Lords while you've got it. But yes, basically, get rid of it, fly away, and the war will never find you again.
Safe? Forever?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily go that far, but you'd have as good a shot as anyone else.
Approaching temporal coordinates now.
TARDISes.
What did I tell you? They found us.
And not just them. The Daleks.
Arrival completed! Secure the weapon! Alert! Alert! Multiple enemy ships detected in atmosphere! Open fire! They must not!
Quick, everyone, run!
Still the caves!
Still the caves!
They're trying to prevent each other from landing.
Oh, I gathered that.
Was all this for me?
Yes, but don't let your ego get out of control.
Report.
Multiple hostiles, Lord Chancellor. They're preventing planetfall.
Of course they are. We can't risk them getting hold of the weapon. The reports suggest they hit the Tenacity system with a reversal wave, yes?
I believe so, sir.
Let's see how they like the exact opposite. If we can't have them, no one will.
Nearly there. Listener, did you take a temporal flare from my TARDIS?
I'm planning to operate it when we reach the caves. It'll alert the Daleks too, remember?
Oh, come on, Rupert, you can make it. Come on, I'm trying.
It's all just a bit more exhausting than I'm used to.
Be strong, love, please.
What was that?
I don't know, but I don't like it.
They wouldn't. They can't.
And that's really steadied my nerves.
Day, night, day, night.
The stars, the sun, they're spinning.
They've accelerated the system. Hyper-evolution.
What? What's that?
The usual progression of this planet has been sped up. We'll experience thousands of years of development in moments.
What, like continental drift? Tectonic plates shifting?
Exactly. This entire environment will change rapidly with every second that passes. We need to keep going.
Can we still make it to the caves?
I'm not sure the caves will even exist shortly.
It could become mountains, desert, even ocean.
We need to find somewhere safe, somewhere stable.
Movement in this system has accelerated. Insufficient time to compensate. Destruction imminent. Destruction imminent.
Oh, it's incredible. It's like mountains out of nowhere.
Then we've got to climb. Hold my hand. Don't fall. If we escape them and you fall...
Just keep moving.
Doctor, on the horizon. Is that a city?
I think so.
It just appeared. It's beautiful. Oh, what's happening?
It's collapsing into dust. We are watching a civilization rise and fall in moments. Look around you. Whole races living and dying in the blink of an eye.
How come it's not happening to us?
Advanced temporal technology. It's amazing, really. To them, we'll be too slow to ever see moon. This entire war to them, it's just motionless ships hanging in the air, not fighting.
Oh, sounds like a good place to be. Oh, they might notice that, though. The Time Lords have taken one down.
My people knew the acceleration was coming. They programmed their computers to escape the faster orbits. The Daleks were caught by surprise.
Not much use to us if we die here.
Then best we don't die.
Doctor, the sun.
Yes, I've noticed.
What about the sun?
It's getting older. Sooner or later, it will go nova.
Right, I get that, and I know it's bad.
I'm firing the flare.
There are still Dalek ships up there.
Our people will never find us in this changing landscape. I'm willing to take the risk.
Sir, temporal flare registered at grid reference 13Q9. I think it's a Lystra.
Do we have a window?
If we're quick.
Then commence extraction.
This is all getting a bit too volcanic for my tastes, Doctor.
We won't have to stay for long. Come on!
Battle TARDIS landing on surface! Intercept! They must not recover the weapon! Intercepting!
How long do we have?
2 minutes. Dalek saucer on intercept.
Open the doors. Start the countdown.
Rupert, take my hand.
I'm not sure I can make it.
I'm sure you can. We're so close. The battle TARDIS is right there.
Come on, run!
This way. It's not easy getting past the lava, all right? Almost there, Rupert, almost. Yes! Thanks, driver. You get a 5-star rating for this.
Mr. Target.
No, but you're taking her anyway. Bliss, hurry up!
I'm trying to. Getting everyone safe. What's that?
It's the sound of the planet screaming. Usually it's too slow to notice the pain of continents ripping apart. It's dying.
Here we go. In you go. Come on.
Where's Quarren?
Back there.
We can't leave without him.
I'm not leaving without anyone. Hold him here.
Is that the target?
It is.
You men, with me.
Come on, Quarren. We're almost safe.
I know. I can see it. Get down! Daleks!
They really don't want us to get away, do they?
That one! Quick! Take him!
No, the doctor! Get the doctor too!
He isn't the target!
I can get there, Quarren, don't worry! Let's make the journey a trifle harder.
Inside!
No!
But you can't leave him!
Any longer and everyone's dead.
No! Wait for me! I'm here! Oh, that's not great. That is even worse.
Exiting solar system.
You've got to go back for him.
Be grateful you're still alive. We could quite easily have left you too. Set the coordinates for a safe planet where we can discard these people. Well, most of them. How long until the star detonates?
Not long. Good to have you on board, Cardinal.
Good to be on board, Chancellor.
The star will still blow up.
It's rapidly reaching the end of its life cycle. Oh. It will destroy Jedris, a good handful of the other planets in the system, plus most of the remaining ships.
Including yours.
Some sacrifices must be made for the greater good.
No, we go back, we get the Doctor.
It's too late. If the Daleks haven't already killed him, the Nova soon will.
So you won't go back?
You're too valuable.
I am me. This is just to save me.
You know how important you could be. How important you are.
He risked his life to save us, all of us.
Risking your life means you're willing to give it up, which he has. And you are all safe, aren't you?
I'm not letting him die so that I can stay alive.
He's one man, one life. You're the future. He'd understand.
One life. That's what I told him. We lose even one person, one life, and it's down to you.
I remember.
Well, this is down to me. My conscience, my guilt.
And I'm sorry about that.
But not as sorry as I am. Rupert.
Yes?
You know I wanted us to be together. I did. But not like this. Not this way.
But What do you mean? What are you talking about?
I can't leave him behind if I can save him. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. What are you doing, Warren?
At last. No!
You didn't have to do that?
No, but I wanted to. Couldn't have you waiting. Oh, sorry, have I spoilt your game?
No. Just gotta stick around now.
Is something the matter?
Yes. None of this is real. Cheers.
Cheers. I have to say, this wasn't what I was expecting for a first date.
Neither is this.
Very romantic. Exactly how I imagined my wedding night. I'd picked out a name and everything.
Don't.
What are you doing? Don't stop! We've got to get to the spaceport!
Or any of these.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
No! Wait for me! I'm here!
Oh, that's not great. That is even worse. All right, if you're going to do it, do it! Make it quick! Stop going on about it!
But this is real.
What? What's going on? I was about to die. I was ready.
And the saucer.
Quarren!
Hello, Doctor.
Quarren, what are you? Oh, it's not Quarren, is it?
Not really, no. Not anymore. I remember now. I remember who I was.
Ah, I see. You didn't have to do this.
No, I did. Although, to be honest, I didn't realize it'd be like this. I thought me, the old me, he'd still be here somehow. I thought I could just open the pendant, save you, and stay. But I see that's impossible now. I see it all.
I'm very sorry.
You weren't to know. I see it all now. It's quite breathtaking. The whole of eternity. Mine to command. Take my hand.
Why?
The sun can't have much longer now. Take my hand.
Well, when you put it like that... Well, that was quick.
Time matters not to me.
Doctor, you're alive!
And you brought him back.
No, he brought me back.
Who? Who did? Who is this?
What? Steady her.
What was that?
The sun. You weren't kidding when you said it didn't have long. Quarren, allow me.
What are you doing?
Saving our lives. This sort of thing's my bread and butter. See? What did I tell you? Into the vortex.
We're safe.
More than that. We're home and dry.
Bliss, who's that?
You don't remember?
I have a bad feeling about this.
Sensors indicate the system is destroyed.
My TARDIS was down there.
All local Dalek ships destroyed. Multiple battle TARDISes lost.
What does that matter? We have what we came for. The weapon is returned.
No, it's not.
I'm sorry.
Of course.
I won't be coming with you.
But now your true identity has returned.
No.
He didn't want a part of your war the first time. What makes you think he's changed his mind? Apart from the fact that he's changed his mind.
This was a mistake. I killed so many back there, so many lives erased at my touch.
Dalek lives.
All life is precious. Who am I to take it away? I saved the Doctor but lost myself. The good man I become is now dead. I will not be used for war. Rupa, goodbye. I will try to make you happy.
Oh, I'm sorry, I don't know who you are.
I know. And that is how it must be.
But... Rupa! Doctor, what happened to her?
You cannot do this. It is your honor. It is your duty to do...
And there they go. Back to Gallifrey. Without me.
Doctor, it's your ship.
Yes, I've noticed.
I thought you'd want her back. All those you protected, Doctor. The other refugees. I have returned to their homes, their families. Left them safe.
Excuse me. All of them.
Oh. I thought you'd want to keep this one, though. You should not be alone.
Me? What? Hold on. I'm not property.
I can send you elsewhere if you like.
No, I didn't say that.
Quarren, it doesn't have to be like this.
Quarren is gone forever.
My point still stands.
They will always find me. No matter what I do to hide, no matter where I run, they will always come to find me.
No, I told you how.
And I see that will never work.
What are you two on about? Why's everything got so ominous? We've won, haven't we? We've escaped.
Because I know what he intends to do.
Which is?
He's going to erase himself from history.
What?
It is the only way I can ever truly be free.
No, you can't do that. What about Rupa? She loves you.
She has no memory of me. It was kinder that way.
There'll be something else that...
All of time is at my fingertips, and I see there is not.
You can't know everything. No one knows everything.
Goodbye. You will not remember me. You should have left me under Theseus, Doctor. I would have died a happy man.
No, please don't.
I did it an eternity ago, Doctor.
Quarren, please!
Something just happened, didn't it?
Something usually does.
Why can't I remember?
I feel I'm missing something. Residual effects of the Time War, I suspect.
No, it's more than that.
You may be right.
We're going somewhere.
Yes.
Where?
I'm not entirely sure.
Which is where?
A garden, obviously. Flowers, trees, grass.
I know what a garden is. I mean it more specifically.
Hello? Is there someone there?
Hello? Yes, we...
We got lost.
Lost? Yes, that's it, precisely.
And what's that box?
This old thing. It's not important. That's what it is.
What's your name?
Rupa. Rupa Trivel. Hold on, shouldn't I be asking you?
I'm the doctor. This is Bliss.
Hi.
Those aren't names.
They'll do for now. Are you happy, Rupa?
Happy?
It feels important to ask you for some reason.
Oh, yes. Yes, I suppose I am.
And it's just you? No kids? No...
No. Never met the right person. Why am I telling you this?
No idea, but it's good to know. Well... Goodbye, Rupa. You've been most helpful. Come along, Bliss.
That's it. That's all we're doing.
Feels like it, doesn't it?
Excuse me, but wait, what's all this about?
Oh, what was all that about?
It's me.
There's some significance I'm missing. I can feel it. Well, whoever she was happy. At least some people can avoid the Time War.
Yes, but for how long? It's always there, lingering at your heels, snapping away an eternity of darkness. Can anyone ever truly escape that?
We're still talking about her, are we?
No, I don't mean me. I'm talking about there, just there. The ghost of a name. Quarry, Warner, something along those lines.
What are you on about? A name? Whose name?
I'm sure it's not important. Let's just stay ahead as long as we can. After all, you only get one life.